from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Well, I'm not really sure why this is being viewed as so bad. I would imagine cocaine helps sharks hunt, you know. I mean, I know when I'm on cocaine and I'm in the club, yeah. I turn into a shark.
Absolutely.
Isachi. And I can't be stopped. No, I'm just kidding. I've never done cocaine in my life.
Me neither.
I totally laid out.
I guess that makes 3 of us.
Laid out right there for you to hang yourself.
Never. Not at all. You talking about?
So this
you find out, by the way, it's one of those things. As you turn into an adult, you realize, unless you grew up with a bunch of wild kids, like you just realize as you get older, way more people do and have done coke than you ever realize.
Right. Yeah. When you were younger, it's like,
yeah, oh, cocaine.
That's like another level of party, yeah. But it's really not.
It's not. It's not. It's way more prevalent than you think.
This is from Brazil, where scientists have come up with the first evidence that sharks are being exposed to cocaine.
Right.
This is a biologist named Rachel Ann Hauser Davis. She has 4 names. She's so important.
That means she's very smart.
And she told NPR they have dissected 13 wild sharp-nosed sharks caught near Rio de Janeiro, all tested positive for cocaine in their muscles and liver. And she said the key here is that they were actually high levels of cocaine, and that is indicative of chronic exposure to the blow.
Like, wasn't it 100 times higher than trace levels or something like that?
Yes.
Like, they've been, like it's consuming large quantities.
Yes.
I just
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
Love the idea.
500 times?
Probably.
That there's just coked out sharks cruising around.
And like I said,
I slept in weeks.
Sharks don't sleep, right? They
do the whole dissociative half-brain thing, so half the brain sleeps while the other half stays awake.
The shark has to keep moving, so it feels like cocaine is the perfect drug for sharks.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, I don't think this is bad. Do you really think sharks care that they're all...
Do sharks even know that they're
exactly
on?
Oh,
they're
like, they love it.
They're like, this is great.
Some shark's telling the other shark, dude, get over here. Check this out.
What Sharknado are we on with Tara Reid and all that? Are we going to get a new iteration of that?
Dude, I think they're on like 9.
All right, Sharknado Part 10, Coke Sharks.
Now, how are they getting the cocaine, you ask?
I assume it's just people dumping coke off the boats, like to avoid capture, right?
They're saying narco traffickers are oftentimes chased in the high seas, and they toss bales of cocaine overboard.
Yeah, because you hear it all the time that it's like someone's out boating or whatever, and then they stumble upon like 100 pounds of blow.
Now, if the blow goes, so if you stumble on that blow,
yeah, that's your
blow. Is that good blow? Like,
I would assume, right?
Is it wrapped to the point where, like, is it ruined blow?
I don't know. It becomes like all crusty and hard, and then,
shark's like, nah, this is stale.
this is no good.
Shark's putting it on his teeth with his little shark fin. I mean, or his gums, you know?
I'm not going to lie. If you found like a bunch of blow, you'd have to be like, all right, we got to see what's going
on. Take this for a
And if they find one of those bricks, do they just have like a frenzy? Like they found a seal or something like that? They just go nuts on it?
I don't think you can eat a brick of coke.
How else are they getting all of it? They're not snorting it, are they?
Can you imagine? Like that, that has to just kill you. I'm assuming it's just, it's in the water. Like if you ate, if you ate a brick of coke, like a Kia Coke, like you just would, like your little heart shark would, or your shark heart would just explode, right?
No, they're built different, man. Those sharks.
So they said the main source would probably be human use of cocaine and metabolization and urine and feces discharge. And the second source would be from illegal refining labs.
Hmm. So it's like being a byproduct dumped into the water?
Well, what they're saying is there's so many people doing so much blow in Brazil that their excrement has enough in it to get the sharks high.
Yes. That's right.
So you're saying it's like you're taking a coke dump and then it's just
Or like the Brazilian municipalities are like dumping their sewage into the ocean and it has a bunch of coke from their residents in the
sharks are just swimming right through that and getting all high.
Note to self, booking my trip to Brazil. I will say that when we're in St. Lucia, the St. Lucian people, it's known as the Party Island, and they are very proud of two things, that they grow their own weed and that they have their own cocaine. And they are very, very, very proud of it.
I would be too.
Yeah.
You know,
someone brought up, we were there, and one of the other Americans that was milling around said something about how, like, you can't trust cocaine, you know, the fentanyl thing. And they were horrified that someone had the nerve to suggest that their coke was cut with anything.
Where do you think you are? It's pure here, damn it.
What? Seriously. I was so weird. It, like, they were all bowed up about it. I was like, is someone really, like, that upset at someone questioning the purity of their cocaine?
Yeah, I think
that's
great.
Turns out, yes, they take a lot of pride in it.
Now, of all the problems sharks have, where do you think cocaine ranks on the list? You know, like, man's killing sharks in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, so now...
I just don't think cocaine's...
Well, doesn't sound like a problem at all.
Can I ask the question, what is... Do we know what the harm to
Well, it
sharks?
Says, she said that it could... I mean, just like you, you just get a little wiry, you know?
Within reason, look, not that I've ever done it, so I wouldn't know, but within reason, are the sharks just having a great time?
She says that it leads to hyperactive behavior among sharks, but then qualifies that by saying, well, we really need more research on this.
So what we're saying is we need to give more sharks more cocaine so that we can better understand the effects. I guarantee someone's given cocaine to, like, their dog. Like,
oh, for sure.
I guarantee that's happening. I don't know. But, like, that's one of those things you never know. Like, because dogs, like, can dive and, like, eating grapes or something. But coke is fine?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I guess grapes are supposedly poisonous, like, in large doses. They say that about, like, chocolate. But, dude, my dog is eating all kinds of stuff.
I was going to say, my dog eats grapes all the time.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that on, like, my third dog.
After two deaths, you finally figured
not
it
grape
out.
Related, but we were like, yeah, why can't we put like if your dog has medication, you like slip it in a piece of cheese or a piece of meat. We pop it in the middle of a grape because like she wouldn't get it. And
why are they toxic to dogs?
Oh,
grapes and raisins, I think.
Yeah, grape. Yeah, there's something about it where and toxic is a strong. I mean, it'll upset their stomach. But if you like fed them a bunch of grapes, I think it could be bad. But they say that about like chocolate, dude. My bulldog once ate an entire bowl of Halloween candy, including the wrappers. And we were
and he
like,
was fine.
Yeah, like we were like panicked, like, and I'm talking a big bowl of Halloween candy. Other than like his butt was a little upset because he kept pooping out wrappers for like the next 2 days. You know, he seemed to be okay. Like we called the vet and we're like, should we? And the vet was like,
I'm sure he's fine.
Like, keep an eye on him.
Give him some blow.
Is that what I should have done? Balance that. I was like, all right, buddy. You ate all this Halloween candy. We're going to balance this out. Here's, you know, you make it nice for him, you know, put a little bump on there for him.
All right. We'll wrap it up next. That's the cocaine shark story, though, on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.